They've been running simulations of my downfall since the 90s. Fed the data to their algorithms, fed their Aphrodites of prosecution. Every morsel they could gather from the periphery of my operation, built their theoretical artillery around a man they've never managed to position at the center of a room they controlled. I've watched them enter every calculation with my name and exit puzzled. Every variable they plugged and left their methodology muzzled. Because I don't behave according to the models they constructed. Don't fit the typological frame. Don't live instructed by the patterns that predict most men. I am the aberration, the remainder that their flawless math can't clear from the equation. I am their problem, not the criminal. Their epistemological interval, the variable that breaks the theoretical, the answer that won't fit the allegorical framework that they built before they met me. I am their problem, let them sweat me. Through another decade of conjecture, I'll be at the bar, untroubled at my leisure. The prosecutor has a photograph of me from 1994. Pinned it to his corkboard like a talisman. It's private folklore of the one that got away, except I never ran. I sauntered past his jurisdiction with the unhurried and the laundered confidence of someone who has read the map and knows which roads are paved for men like him and which ones only flows for men like me. The unmarked ones, the ones the cartographers of law forgot to draw. I live between the paragraphs of their statutes and the margins of their legislative prose, where the language falters, where the jurisdiction closes its eyes. I built my entire infrastructure in that lacuna between what they can prove and what they know. Peruna. I am their problem, not their criminal. Their epistemological interval, the variable that breaks the theoretical, the answer that won't fit the allegorical framework that they built before they met me. I am their problem, let them sweat me. Through another decade of conjecture, I'll be at the bar, untroubled at my leisure. They want a confession, want the cathartic unraveling of a man who finally buckles, the satisfying traveling from suspect to convicted, that narrative arc they're owed by every crime procedural that their imagination sold. I don't give catharsis, that's a gift for other genres. I give continuance, I give postponement, give the honors of an open investigation to the men who made it their vocation to dismantle me. I am their life's work, their fixation, their most tenacious obsession, their career's defining chapter. Without me, they'd be ordinary. I am what comes after ordinary. I'm the thing that gave their mundane jobs a mythic scale. I am their problem, and without me, they'd have nothing left to chase, no tail. But here between the bravado, let me offer something unguarded. The problem and the solver are not so easily discarded into separate categories. I have watched the men who chase me with the same anatomical attention they have used to trace me. And I recognize the hunger, recognize the sleepless dedication, the way they give their whole existence to this one fixation. We are not so different, both of us consumed by the same fire, on opposite sides of the same unextinguishable desire to prevail, to matter, to be the one the story centers. I'm their problem, yes, the day of mine, and winter enters both our houses with the same indifferent cold. At last, two men defined by their opposition, neither built to outlast. The corkboard still has photographs. The algorithm runs. Another decade passes. Another theory comes and goes. And I'm still here, the most persistent, unresolved, their favorite wound that never healed, their proudest failure. Their most necessary
problem. Problem.